AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The tragic case of Baby Doe goes to court in Massachusetts. Rita Foley has more.
When a two-year-old's body washed up on a Boston Harbor island inside a trash bag, it set off a search for information about who the child was and how she died. The prosecutor says police got the tip they needed after Rochelle Bond told a friend that her boyfriend, Michael McCarthy, had killed her daughter, Bella, because she wouldn't go to sleep.
Ms. Bond broke down crying and said, "I'll never see my daughter again." And he asked her, "What do you mean by that?" And she responded, "Michael McCarthy killed her, and I'm an accessory after the fact because I helped him get rid of her body."
A judge has ordered Bond held on $1 million cash bail, no bail for McCarthy. I'm Rita Foley.
American Muslim leaders call on Ben Carson to drop out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination after the retired neurosurgeon said he, quote, "would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this country." Imam Mahdi Bray, the national director of the American Muslim Alliance, says even if Carson stays in the race, he won't win.
"The people of America will not elect for their president of the United States someone who holds such bigoted and un-American views."
Pope Francis is on the last full day of his visit to Cuba, celebrating Mass with the people of Holguín. Later today, he traveled to Santiago for another Mass and a visit to the shrine of Cuba's patron saint. Tomorrow afternoon, President Obama will greet the Pope when he arrives at Joint Base Andrews, which is just outside Washington. The pair will meet at the White House on Wednesday, and Francis is scheduled to address a joint meeting of Congress on Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 29. The Nasdaq has lost 27. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen CEO has apologized for rigging emissions tests on a half million vehicles. Jackie Quinn with more.
The head of Volkswagen, Martin Winterkorn, issued a statement that he's personally deeply sorry that the company has broken the trust of its customers and the public. He says an investigation will take place and vows to cooperate with regulators. The EPA announced Friday VW used software that allowed its diesel cars to release fewer smog-causing pollutants during testing than what's emitted during real driving conditions. VW has been told to fix the cars and could be fined billions of dollars. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Even with recycling being part of the mix over the last few decades, Americans still throw away a lot of stuff. A new study, which actually measured landfills, has found that each person in this country tosses an average of 5 pounds of trash each day. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.